Blackburn, Arctic Frost, a violation of First, Fourth Amendments, Separation of Powers, Stored Communications Act. By Jeff Poore on November 1, 2025. Friday, during Fox News Channel's Hannity, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, decried the Biden-era Operation Arctic Frost, saying it violated constitutional protections and law in multiple ways. The Senate Judiciary Committee revealed, through whistleblower findings, that the Biden Department of Justice spied on at least 8 U.S. senators. So, this Operation Arctic Frost, this investigation into what Jack Smith was compelling media outlets, United States senators, conservative groups, we are digging into that, what are we learning? Guest host Kellyanne Conway asked, what have you learned about this week? Blackburn replied, well, indeed, 197 subpoenas on 430 individuals and groups. And what we do know is there were 9 senators. I was one of the 9, as you said. And it appears that Judge James Boasberg, an Obama appointee, a leftist, signed the subpoenas for our phone records from January 21. Now, AT&T did not comply with that. They challenged it and saw it as a violation of the speech and debate clause. Verizon, my carrier, did not move to quash or challenge it. And so, they complied. It was every phone call that was made or received, where I physically stood when I received the call, and then who the call was either made to or from. So, very invasive. It truly is a violation of the First and Fourth Amendment rights. It is a violation of the separation of powers, the speech and debate, and the Stored Communications Act. And the kicker on all of this is that Judge Boasberg put a non-disclosure order on top of the subpoena, saying that the carrier could not inform us what had been subpoenaed, she continued. And then also stating the reason for not disclosing was fearful of flight risk or intimidating witnesses or destroying or tampering with evidence, which all of this is absurd and ridiculous. And it just shows you how deeply weaponized the FBI and the DOJ was under Joe Biden, because April 4th of 22, Chris Wray wrote a memo to Merrick Garland. Lisa Monaco said, sign off on this thing. And on April 5th, Merrick Garland signed off on the memo to establish Arctic Frost. And the nebulous, vague language in that memo is something everybody should read. And it should really cause you to say, okay, if they did this to 9 sitting U.S. senators, what are they doing to every conservative in this country? Follow Jeff Poore on X at Jeff_Poore.